Thank you for holding. This is Morgan, the supervisor on the floor speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. My name is Nancy Chase, and I'm calling because I was just speaking to Kim, who very nicely refunded me half of the March charge. She said she was going to talk to you about the others that she isn't authorized to refund, and I thought maybe you would help us out here.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Nancy Chase, Chase. I think the account's my husband, Peter.
Yes, I'm up. Sorry. What was your mailing address?
7452 Spring Village Drive, apartment 305, Springfield, Virginia, 22150.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, I mean, I do see the order for the neck massager. Yes, and that is an entry gift for joining our monthly subscription. I do see where this account was canceled. That stops any future billings. Instead of issuing the partial refund for March, we can issue a full refund for March's charge.
And can you also issue me refunds for January, December, January, and February?
Yes, and so the most we'd be able to offer is the full refund on the latest charge.
That's it. The problem is, I think, you know, he didn't understand what he was getting into when he accepted the free gift. And so these charges weren't making sense. So he wasn't getting anything for this charge is what I'm trying to say. It wasn't like something was arriving and he knew something was happening.
Yes, and the terms and conditions are on the website. Whenever you place the order, you also do have to agree that you read and understood the terms and conditions. We can cancel the account. That stops any future billings, and we can issue the refund for the latest charge since it's being canceled today for this month.
But that's the best you can do for me?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So we can do a full refund on the latest charge and 35% on the charge from February.
Well, that would be helpful.
And I would go ahead and issue that now, but it does take 3 to 5 days for that to reflect into your account.
So you're refunding 35% of February?
That's correct.
No way you can do January and December as well.
No, ma'am. The most we could offer is the refund for the latest charge fully, and then 35% of February.
Okay. So I appreciate it, Morgan. There's nobody further up the line who might do the same for the other ones?
That's the most we'd be able to offer. Do you remember if you got a cancellation number before you were transferred over?
I got a cancellation number, 2592-47159.
With a C in front?
Nope.
Well, it's supposed to be C-25. C-25. Yes, ma'am. C and then the rest of the numbers.
Okay. All right, Morgan. So we'll look for a check for $56.95 plus 35% of $49.97.
That's correct.
Do you have a refund to the same credit card?
Yes, ma'am. It would go back to the card. I would issue the refund now, but it does take 3 to 5 days for that to reflect.
Okay, so what is the total amount, please?
Give me one moment. So one refund would be for $56.95. The other one would be for $17.49, which would equal out to be $74.44 going back in 3 to 5 days.
70, say it again, 70 what?
$74.44.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help, Morgan.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.